The Saints. I know, 1-6. The Bucks are coming to town. Saints might just surprise them. So I was thinking about this earlier today. We need to be patient. And I know nobody wants to be patient. But I just think there's some good things about this team. We've come so close in some of these games that we would actually be in the hunt for the division title if we had won those games that we were close to winning. But we didn't win those games because of the fact that we're young. Because it's a new team with a new coach, new coaching staff, new quarterback. It's all new. But if this stays together, think about where we might be next year and the year after. And I don't want to be somebody who got really frustrated early and just denounced the team, got too frustrated with the quarterback situation that I'm just bashing everything. I want it to happen right now. That's not realistic because I think this team can be something. And I think Kellen Moore can be a really good coach. And a lot of the things that happened are because the Saints are young and because it's a new system. And Kellen Moore is one of the youngest coaches in the league. Jeff Nowak has a good article on our website. It's titled Loomis, Saints Keeping Eye on Development Year Despite the Rough Start. And Mickey Loomis says that, you know, nobody expected them to be 1-6. But in the article, Mickey Loomis says, I definitely think the right coach is in the building. Absolutely. I love the staff. I love the things that they do behind the scenes. I love the deep thinking, the intelligence of the group. I love the way that they're approaching each week. Look, we're trying to get better incrementally and not take steps back. I like the development of a lot of the young players. Mickey Loomis goes on to say, just because someone has been here for a couple of years doesn't mean that they're not a young player. They're still developing. Guys like Chris Olave, who is coming into year 4, Rashid Shaheed, those guys are still improving every year, and both those guys were hurt and missed a large portion of last year. So they were a little behind in that regard. But the young players, the draft picks, I think they are what we expected, and even more in a lot of ways. And so I think about a lot of positive things. He says, this is about Spencer Rattler. He said, I think Spencer has made a lot of progress. He's done a lot of really good things, and the hardest thing to do in sports is to be patient. He said, while your guys are developing, that's what you have to do. We don't have a choice. This last week was probably a step backward, but I'm anxious to see how he bounces back from that and how he bounces back from it and how the team bounces back and how the team rallies around him. You know, you and I have both seen quarterbacks have a really bad game and boom, they bounce back and have a great game. And Spencer Rattler has really been really very precise. I think he's a little shaky in the red zone. Maybe that's because of pressure, but I've also seen a couple of passes dropped in the red zone. So it's not all his fault. It looks like Spencer Rattler is going to start again this week. Maybe it's the next week that Tyler Shuck gets in the game. But one thing that came up on the show yesterday is we really have to talk about what the Saints have in Tyler Shuck. Now, they see more in practice than you and I see, and we don't see anything during the games yet, but they have to figure out if he's the quarterback of the future. Because there are going to be some young quarterbacks in the draft. Should the Saints go after one of those young quarterbacks, or is Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck really the quarterback that's going to lead the Saints? And they might be. And again, I remind you, when it comes to patience, Drew Brees was not a star quarterback when the Saints picked him up. Tom Brady did not start out as a star quarterback. These guys both got their shot, and they developed. Spencer Rattler is not a star quarterback, but he's developing. Tyler Shuck is not going to walk in and instantly be a starting quarterback. And I'll tell you what can happen. Tyler Shuck can come in and he starts his first game. Let's say he has an incredible game. Do you know what is likely to happen? The next week, he has a terrible game. Now, he could avoid this by recognizing something that is known in psychology as spontaneous recovery. And I've talked about this before. If you haven't done something in a long time and you do it, and suddenly you do such an incredible job that the next time you do it, you go, well, I wasn't even really trying that hard and I did a great job, so I'm going to be even better this time. You try to beat what you did last time. But the first time you did it, you were just relaxed and you just did it. So the second time, you're trying to beat what you did before, so you're trying too hard. And it's human nature, and it happens with a lot of quarterbacks. It happens with people in general. And so if you understand that, then it won't happen to you. But if Tyler Shuck, let's say he gets a start at some point and has a great game, he's going to have to go, okay, wait. Now, it was my first start, so nothing was expected of me, and I was relaxed and I did a great job. If I try hard to beat the first job that I did, I'm going to blow it. So I need to just relax, and I need to realize that there's no pressure on me, and I just got to go out and let my natural ability do it. That's, you know, sports psychology, and it's an important part of the game. So, you know, when Tyler Shuck gets his chance, let's see what happens. But he's not going to go in and be another Tom Brady or Drew Brees right away. No, nobody is. But, you know, take a look at Bo Nix. Bo Nix with the Broncos. He was a rookie last year. Michael Penix Jr. with the Atlanta Falcons. He was a rookie last year. Look at those two guys this year. I mean, I know Michael Penix, had a hard time this past weekend, and the Falcons lost. Glad about that. But these are two premier quarterbacks. So, you know, we could have one hell of a quarterback on the team right now, and if we're too quick to judge based on a 1-6 start, you know, the Saints may blow it. But you might want to check out that article by Jeff Nowak on our website, wwl.com. Loomis, Saints keeping eye on development year despite rough start. I'm confident, and I think the Saints are going to do a good job Sunday against the Bucs. Do they win? I don't know. I mean, Baker Mayfield might be the most valuable player in the NFL this year. He's having a hell of a year, even though they lost this past weekend. He's a very, very good quarterback. But here's a guy who came out of Oklahoma, came out of college, and so much was expected of him. As I remember it, he was kind of disappointing. And he kind of bounced around from team to team, and boom, he lands in a situation where he starts to excel. It's too bad that he's excelling with a team that's in our division. You know, that's our bad luck. But he didn't start out as a star quarterback. So, man, you know, give these guys a chance. I do think it's time for the Saints to give Tyler Shuck a shot, but I don't make that decision, and we'll see what happens. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your texts when we come back. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1961, Chubby Checker performed a medley of The Twist and Let's Twist Again on The Ed Sullivan Show, and this led to these songs becoming number one hits in America, and it kicked off a dance craze for boomers.
Come on, Scoot, show us those moves again, man. Show us those moves. There you go. You still got it. Work them hips.
Yeah, baby. And then when you twist, and then you kick up that back leg once in a while.
Wait, don't hurt yourself, though. We got more show to go.
Yeah, let me tell you. The establishment at the time thought the baby boomer generation was weird because we did this dance. I'm Scoot. We will be back on WWL.